good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for playing some good music.
Well, I love it, but that's not Wade's favorite. So when he's in, since it is his show, he can do what he wants to. But he's in Florida, so now we do what we want to. So
anyhow,
how was your week?
Really good.
Good.
Good week. We've got a big week at Veritas.
Well, that's what you were telling me. I'm kind of anxious to hear what you're fixing to say here. I mean, no, don't have a call in, but the lines are open, 745-5800. If you want to call and talk to the good doctor, 806. If you want to text, 806-745-5800.
Yep, and happy to take any calls, Q&A today, answer any questions for you. But also kind of want to use this time that we have to I don't want to say infomercial, but inform for sure our members, our patients, but also the general public on kind of a new direction. Not that we're giving up on the old direction, but it's more of an addition. So about 7 years ago is when I started Veritas Medical. And just to review, I was a conventionally trained family practitioner.
Right.
Went undergrad at Baylor, went to medical school at UT Houston. So I did my training at MD Anderson and Herman Hospital and LBJ County Hospital. Some really, really crazy nights on call at the county hospital in Harris County.
County hospital in Harris County. Oh, my.
Oh, it was something. I remember my first night on call, my third year of med school. Your first 2 years, you're in the classroom. Then third year, they put you in the hospitals. And that first night on call, my third year, I was wide-eyed, and they called me to the ER to assess somebody, and I just thought, how could they let a third-year medical student do the things I'm doing?
Man, I remember when I was a police officer, having to go down to the emergency room a lot, not near as big as it is now, of course. Man,
right.
It was nuts then.
Yeah. So lots of good training there in Houston,
yeah.
And then went to Waco for my residency. And went there mainly because they trained family practitioners to go to small towns and kind of do it all. So lots of hands-on procedures and deliver babies and C-sections and colonoscopies and all those things. So it was a great internship and residency in Waco for 3 years, and I was chief resident there. And then we looked around West Texas, North Central Texas for a small town that needed a doctor. Found about 30 small towns that wanted one, but Garza County didn't have a single doctor. The rest of the counties had at least one.
I remember when you came to post.
Yeah, so that was a good time, and we got to do lots of good stuff there and did house calls and nursing home and Friday night football games and county jail and juvenile detention center and, of course, the clinic. And so that was great, and everybody was real supportive down there and just good people, and got to build a new clinic. The county built a new clinic for us, which was great. And we were able to help them get that paid off in a year. Of course, the taxpayers were paying in, but they weren't having to subsidize the clinic operations because we were self-sufficient and making money. So the clinic got paid off in about a year, and so everything was going great. 7 years into that, roughly, I met a doctor who said there's no such thing as diseases. And he proceeded to show me how most diseases of inflammation, which are pretty much all diseases, whether it's diabetes or arthritis or dementia or whatever label, whatever diagnosis, it's all related to inflammation. And he explained that to me, and that kind of made sense. And, of course, he believed that the body was designed, not just a random occurrence from evolutionary millions of years. So he had that thought process that, no, there's a design here, and obviously if it's designed amazingly and if it's not working right, we're probably just not stewarding it. We're not giving it what it needs. We're not avoiding what it doesn't need. So anyways, it just opened my eyes. He saw 10 of my sickest patients, and they all got well. So the Lord really used that to open the door for me, because I felt obligated to pursue that because patients actually got better. It wasn't just chronic disease management, which is what I was trained in. Houston and Waco trained me to manage disease. So when I saw that disease could be managed, and I was doing that, but it also could be reversed potentially, but the patient's got to do it. They've got to change their diet and lifestyle to do it. So that it set me on this last 7 years of Veritas Medical. But what I knew from day one, it seemed like day one was the four pillars: nutrition, hydration, movement, and peace. The very first conference, integrative conference I went to, it was in San Francisco. Some of the most brilliant integrative functional medicine minds were there giving lectures to a room full of 800 of us doctors wanting to learn it. And so I spent 3 days just listening to these guys, and they just blew me away with their knowledge of how the body works and the nutrients you need to give it and the toxins you need to avoid. And specifically, this conference was about bioidentical hormones. And it was pretty incredible the way these guys had figured out all these different hormones in the body, not just testosterone and estrogen and progesterone, but the adrenal hormones, which there's about 50 different hormones coming out of your adrenal gland. And just all the interactions, and they were manipulating and micromanaging and replacing some of these with some natural hormones. Told me, well, that's impossible. You'll never get your patients to do those four things, so therefore you need to jump in there and micromanage them some with natural things. So that was from day one. It was in me that I really think I need to just try to teach people and trust that the body was designed, God designed the body. And we don't need to know, we'll never be able to fully comprehend and understand all the intricacies of how the body works. We need to just trust that it does, and it will work properly if we stick to these basic principles, which really are kind of biblical principles. So I believe that, tried to teach that, still try to teach that. But over those 7 years from then till now, I also kind of dabbled with all this other medical green version of pharmaceutical medicine, I call it. So all these different supplements and IVs and natural things and diets, and they're all great, and there's great benefit that can come. We've seen 15,000 patients in 7 years, and I think most of those we've helped to decrease inflammation, and therefore their symptoms get better or resolve. They fix themselves. And we got in there, micromanaged quite a few of those to a degree, always preaching those four pillars at the same time. But my burden is, I mean, 15,000 is great, but that's probably 1% of West Texas.
Really,
I mean,
yeah.
I have a burden for every ear to hear this. And I set a goal earlier this year to try to reach 5% of Texas. And, you know, that's going to be like a million four. And then I thought, what if I could reach 5% of America? Well, that's 16 million. And there's no way medical can do that. And in my heart of hearts, I know that medical doesn't need, I mean, people don't need medical. Veritas Medical is going to be there always, as long as God allows it to be functioning and thriving like it is. It's great. People that need medical advice need to see a licensed medical practitioner. That's great. But really, what people need is just the truth and those four pillars and education, and they have to have ears to hear, of course, and they have to want it. But I feel obligated to spread that message, and I think we can impact way more lives with that message of truth. And so, I mean, I'm not saying anything new. People that have followed us for a while know that everything I just said. They know that story well because I've repeated it so much. And I think they know my passion is to help deliver low-cost healthcare to people that need it, people that are on prescriptions and they are sick and they need a doctor and they need a nurse practitioner or PA. I mean, that's what we're there for. But my passion is really to get beyond that and try to reach people before they need Veritas Medical. And truly, truly, my goal would be to shut Veritas Medical down, like close the doors because there's no need for them.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Quit having people call us. But to do that, we got to get upstream, get them before they're sick, and convince them to make these changes. So a way to kind of help do that and still maintain our very low prices in medical is to establish some other entities, which we've done. Veritas Wellness Enterprises, I think, is the official name. I just call it Veritas Wellness. And Veritas Market. And Veritas Market is an online store to sell nutrients in a pill form that aren't in your food. That's not the preferred way to get it. Preferably, you need to get all these nutrients in food. God packaged the healthy beneficial fats like olive oil. There's so many different omegas and different good fats in olive oil. He packaged so many high quality nutrients in an avocado. He even put a nice little it's a package. I mean, the peel, the banana and the avocado and all these things, he's packaged it for us. Even it's portable. You can just grab it and go and don't even need a Ziploc bag. But God's packaged the nutrients in the foods perfectly and beautifully and in a natural form. And that's where we should be getting it all. It's where our ancestors got it from. And that's the goal. The goal is never to need to buy a bottle of supplements.
Yeah.
But it's not where we're at right now as a society. Our, we've talked about, and we've talked with many regenerative ag guys on the show about how the food that we're consuming is depleted for lots of reasons. I was rereading some ag articles this weekend. Don Davis, UT Austin, his publication back in 99, I believe. And his comment there, because there was depleted minerals across the board and 43 different common crops, food crops. And his conclusion was it was primarily the minerals were depleted because the farmers had selectively chosen varieties of, we'll say tomatoes, for example. They chose the variety of tomato that they grew based off the tomato's ability to maintain shelf life and not bruise and be able to transport across the country in the back of a semi and not get bruised and, you know, maintain its perfection as far as uniformity and color and, you know, all that shelf life stuff that they get paid for. So selective breeding, basically, of these different plants and selecting different breeds of vegetable crops based solely on that it was more sellable and it could sit on a shelf longer. This translated to decreased nutrients. Those varieties of tomatoes and other foods happen to have less minerals, was his conclusion. Of course, there's other authors that have published on the fact that the plow breaks up the soil, obviously, but it also disrupts the mycorrhizal fungi. These fungi in the soil that penetrate the soil and allow the soil to, I call it chocolate cake consistency, but have that porous nature to it where it can hold water better, like a sponge, basically. Without the fungus, you don't get the sponge effect. You get soil compaction. And so the plow kills the fungus. The fungus can't make the spongy effect of the soil. The bacteria live on the water droplets in those porous soil components. And it's the bacteria that works on the rock and the pebbles and sand and the soil to liberate the minerals into a water-soluble form the plant can take up and put it into your tomato or spinach or cantaloupe or anything. So until we have more farmers doing this, what we call regenerative agriculture, which really focuses on soil health and bringing the bugs back to the soil, then the minerals will come back to our food. Of course, you need to pick it vine-ripened. If you pick it a week early or 10 days early, the mineral content will be not as beneficial. So that's the ultimate goal. We have a whole lot of biodynamic farmers locally, and people can just go get all their produce every day. I'm growing a garden right now, and it's kind of funny. we have six kids, and just trying to feed something every day out of that garden to those six kids, that's our goal.
How age group? From
Poppy May will turn two in a couple weeks. She's our youngest. And then we have 6-year-old, 7-year-old boys, and then we've got 10 and 12-year-old girls, and their oldest is 15.
Oldest 15.
Yep.
They all enjoy the garden?
They do. They get out there and love it, but trying to get something in them every day, like we have some strawberries growing, but I mean, they get one strawberry.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can have all the peppers they want. We have a ton of peppers.
Never all those peppers, yes.
But the point is, and there's lots of good value to that and lots of education for the kids and discipline and work habits and responsibility to get out there and weed and water and pick and all that. Lots of good things. But to actually feed them and get them full, I mean, that's...
You learned that in your 4-H and FFA days.
That's a lot of work to
work.
Feed a family. So we need some farmers gifted in that where we can still go. I mean, I encourage people to have a garden, but, you know, for those of us who can't produce enough yet for as many mouths as we have to feed, we need local farmers doing that. So there's the ultimate goal. Get it all in your food. But until you do, then there are nutrients that you'll be lacking and you need to supplement. That's the point of Veritas Market, is to bring these nutrients, which really and I have it. We have it separated on our new VeritasMarket.com, which will launch on Thursday and open to the public, even not just our medical members. We have it broken into two categories: supplemental nutrients versus supplements for symptoms. I mean, there's some really cool supplements to bring blood sugar down. There's really cool supplements to bring blood pressure down and to decrease urinary tract infections. Into, you know, I could go on and on and on. The green version of pharmaceutical, treat the symptom. So there's those, and that's fine. Berberine is great for diabetics. But the goal would be to not even need the supplements for symptoms. Ultimately, we don't want you having symptoms. Therefore, you don't need the supplements for symptoms or the pharmaceuticals for symptoms. But you will always need the basic nutrition. And that is in the category of supplemental nutrients on the new market. And so this will be stuff like organic green powders and sea salt and beef liver, desiccated beef liver in a capsule, and whole food cod liver oil, whole food vitamin C, these basic raw materials that the body needs to function. So when we're going to open the market up, that's the big difference to the general public. It's not going to be just for Veritas Medical members. And the point of this is twofold. Number one, if we can get a higher volume of purchasers coming to purchase from us, we can turn around and do more of a volume discount from the sure. people we buy from. Also, where it gives us the ability when we have more volume to cut out the middleman. In fact, we've already done this in a couple supplements. Our whole food vitamin C, we've cut out the middleman, and we're going to be able to drop the price from $61 to $48. And that's a bottle of 180 capsules of whole food vitamin C. That's one example. Cod liver oil is another one. We're going to be able to drop that price about $10. That's just by cutting out the middleman. But we'll be able to do more of that.
That's a substantial cut.
It is, and that's our motivation on supplements is we know we need them because our food's lacking, and until we can get food that isn't lacking, we're going to need it. I take these things every day myself because I don't want to lack. I don't want to be deficient. But our motivation is not solely profit, so therefore when we can get cost savings from our suppliers through volume bulk sales and cut out the middleman and private label it, put a Veritas label on it instead, then we pass those savings along. But the goal is to open this up, partly to get this higher volume so we can turn around and get even better pricing, cut out more middlemen on other products. So that's one pursuit, and that's probably what most people are interested in because everybody wants to save money.
Sure.
But the underlying kind of ulterior motive on my part is that will be a vehicle for us to be able to spread the education messages that we have, the message of truth and wellness, further and wider than Veritas Medical could ever do. Mm-hmm. We've impacted some lives, yes, but it's a drop in the bucket, and I really feel passionate about getting the word out to more and more ears. And so when you have a market that's open to the public, we'll be able to do that. People can refer their friends and family from out of state, out of country. We can use social media, obviously, to spread that message. And when you can speak to people's pocketbook and save them money, that will naturally spread because everyone speaks that language. But we can piggyback right onto that cost savings, the education piece, and give people the education. So that's kind of the secondary goal. Really, it's my primary. But from the consumer standpoint, they may not care about that quite as much. I hope they would, especially our long-time members. So save people money, allow us to spread our message further and wider and try to hit 5% of Texas and 5% of the nation and beyond is our goal and our passion, because we want people well and we want to shut down Veritas Medical. So we want Veritas Market to thrive, and Veritas Wellness I haven't talked about yet, and we maybe talk about that more in the second half of the show because yeah. that's going to piggyback onto the market too, but it'll be an education curriculum. And I want to spend a little time in the second half of the show, too, talking about the difference in our education curriculum versus the rest of the world. I mean,
you weren't kidding when you said off mic you had something really exciting to talk about.
Well, I am pumped up because
I can tell.
In my heart of hearts, I know that Veritas Medical even is, I call it the counterfeit. I mean, to me, everything's truth or not the truth. Mm-hmm. And the things that aren't the truth in this world, I call them counterfeits. And if you think about a counterfeit $20 bill, most of us, we wouldn't know it's a counterfeit because it looks so much like the real thing. So obviously, I think people that listen to this show understand that conventional medicine, I think once you get the truth, it's pretty easy to see how that's not optimal. That's not God's original intent. That's not, there's got to be a better way. But you get into integrative, natural, holistic medicine, and yeah, it's a lot different than conventional, and the results get more at the root of things, and you can resolve symptoms. But in my heart of hearts, I know even that's a counterfeit. It's not, you're not going to get fully well unless you can get all the way down into, really it's the spiritual realm, and we'll talk about that more in the second half of the show. But for me to have a platform to speak that kind of truth, it's got to be something other than Veritas Medical. So Veritas Wellness will be that platform, and Veritas Market will be, will help us to have a vehicle to spread sure. that message. And also, I mean, there is some profit to be made. We're the, I almost want to call it a nonprofit. The profits we make from Market, are, my plan is to use those to not only keep medical prices low and help fund that, but to fund the education campaign so that we can educate people. And so that's really the motivation behind the whole thing, is let's spread this message further and wider. And at the same time, let's cut your cost of supplements. I mean, we're going to be way cheaper than Amazon on probably everything we do. I know we audited ourselves a couple months ago, and 96 or 97% of our products were cheaper than Amazon. And that's before we private labeled and got more of a bulk volume discount. Right. So, I mean, there's such a markup in that supplement world.
It's ridiculous.
It is crazy. So if you're not driven totally by profit, which I think most of the world is, then you can save some money for people. So that's our goal. Fantastic. We're going to open VeritasMarket.com to the public. That'll be on this Thursday, August 1st, VeritasMarket.com. And it will be like Amazon Prime. So there's an annual fee of $99 to get free shipping and get the member pricing. So there'll be member pricing and non-member pricing. Non-member pricing will be more like the world. Member pricing will be this $10 and $12 cheaper that I was talking about on vitamin C and cod liver. So
sound like a no-brainer to me.
That boils down to $8 and a quarter a month at the $99 a year. You'll more than make up for that. If you're purchasing the basic nutrients that I believe we're all missing, which is copper, which we find in whole food vitamin C and beef liver, and if you're missing magnesium, which you'll find in our magnesium product that we're going to have cheaper than anywhere, and then cod liver oil has so many good omegas, but also the vitamin A and vitamin D from an animal-based form, which we need, trace minerals. So just those, the core four, I call it, if you're just purchasing those because your food's deficient, you're going to save way more than $8 a month. So well worth it. It is a shift for our current Veritas Medical members who have not had to pay an annual fee for that store, but the new store is going to have even better prices, and it's business model wise, it just has to happen. There's so much upfront cost, and if we're going to buy in high volume inventory wise, there's no way to do it without that $99 a year fee. So basically, pay $8 a month to save $20 a month is what it's going to end up being. So we're excited about that. Excited for all the general public to get on board. There will be a referral program, too, where if you refer friends and they sign up, you'll get cash credit to your account. We'll do the typical rewards. You know, for everything you buy, you'll get a point or 10 points. The website will explain all the details.
Sounds like you put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah, I really feel like this is the culmination of all these years of the past 7 years of doing integrative, but knowing the four pillars and the truth and education was really where it was at, and this is a way to get that done. So I'm super excited about it, and I think we'll be able to impact so many more lives, because it breaks our heart, really, that 95% of who comes to see us, they're on their last leg. I mean, they're exhausted. They're so sick. They've been everywhere, tried everything. They've basically given up. So out of desperation, they come see us. And it's sad for us to see people come in that sick. And we always think in our back of our head, man, if they would have just known this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if we could have got upstream and they could have been informed and educated, they could have stayed out of our office. And not just to stay out of our office, but to live. Go live your life. Go be who God made you to be. And this pain and suffering and distraction of sickness that's on people, much less the financial burden of sickness. It just doesn't need to be. And so we really want to get out there and get to people before they have to get to us.
You want to take a break?
Sure.
And we'll talk about the other half you're going to talk about here in a minute, right after the break.
Yep.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's 20 minutes now until the top of the hour. Oh, yeah, little Buddy Holly Hop there for you, Doctor. Dr. Ben Edwards, and you're the cure this morning. He told me off mic before we got started, he had some good stuff to talk about, some changing things, and you weren't stretching the truth at all. You come out with a whole new concept.
Well, I feel really it's the time to not be bashful about speaking the truth, because people need to hear it.
Right.
And I'm not saying I know all the truth. And, of course, my perspective is biblical truth, which we'll talk about in a minute. And I'm learning and maturing in spiritual, biblical matters, too. I'm obviously not all the way there. But the curious thing, the interesting thing, I feel like God's the one that showed me those four pillars. And it's taken me 7 years to kind of test it and explore and try other things and dabble and try this protocol and that protocol. And all that's fine. I mean, we're still going to do these different IVs and diets and symptom treatment things that we do. But as I think people have heard some of our guests over the past many months, and definitely you're going to hear again from Dr. Tom Cowan. I've interviewed him, I think, 3 times now. And the first book I read of his, Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, talking about the root cause of heart attacks. His second book was on vaccines and autoimmunity and childhood illness. And this third book that's not out yet, it'll be released in September. And I've already contacted him to do an interview then. But the third book is about cancer. But all three of these books, he points to the water that's inside our cells. And that water is in a fourth phase. So it's not liquid, solid, or gas. There's this fourth phase called structured water, and it's more like a gel-like water. And I've also interviewed Dr. Gerald Pollack, a professor from University of Washington, who discovered this fourth phase of water 20-something years ago, wrote a book called The Fourth Phase of Water. So Gerald Pollack's kind of the guru on it, but Tom Cowan, who's a physician in California, has really latched on to that fourth phase of water and how it impacts our cellular health. I'm going to get to speak on a summit called the Hydration Summit that'll be released, I think, in February. But one of the other physicians speaking on that summit is Dr. Zach Bush. Tom Cowan will also be on that summit. But both these guys and others talk about how if you keep diving down, if you're trying to get to the root cause of something and you just keep following that rabbit hole down, where you end up is really in the spiritual realm. This water that's inside the cell is impacted by our thoughts. We had Bruce Lipton on. He wrote a book called Biology of Belief, and he very clearly shows in his work, his published data, how our thoughts impact our genetic expression, impact the physical unwinding of our DNA. A thought will impact that. The thoughts impact the structure of the water. So that water inside the cells got to be structured fully to fully energize that cell. It's actual water itself inside your cell that's giving that cell energy. Specifically, it's maintaining the cell membrane potential. So the cell membrane is an absolute essential part of the cell. We used to think the nucleus was the essential part, but now know that it's not. You can take a nucleus out of a cell, and the cell will continue to function and live. You cannot take a cell membrane out of a cell, and it will die immediately. But the cell membrane is where a lot of interactions happen, a lot of communications, a lot of receptors sit on that cell membrane. And, of course, the cell membrane maintains a charge. So the cell membrane charge gradient, the cell's got to build up potassium inside the cell, and it's got to push sodium to the outside of the cell. And so normally this wouldn't happen. If you had, imagine a glass of fresh water, a glass of salt water, and there was an impenetrable wall in between, and then you could hit a button, and all of a sudden that impenetrable wall became porous. Think of a window. You raise the window, and there's a screen there. But that salt water and fresh water will start to mix until it's equal on both sides. That's just the way things work. So God designed it where osmosis will occur and things will equalize. So clumping more sodium outside and more potassium inside is not naturally going to happen. The body has a mechanism to make that happen, and that mechanism is completely dependent upon the structured water inside your cell. So your cell to live has to maintain this charge on the cell membrane, and the water is the key to do that. When you lose that charge on the cell membrane, then the cells don't work right, and eventually they die. So everything we look at from a nutrition standpoint, from a toxin standpoint, all the stuff we talk about with Morley Robbins so often, the mitochondria producing ATP, and you got to have copper and mag to do that. Excess iron will disrupt all that. You've got to have retinol, which is vitamin A, to allow the copper and magnesium to work right. You've got to have retinol, vitamin A, to get rid of the excess iron. I mean, all these things work together to make the mitochondria work right. But the mitochondria, what it's doing is making ATP, and that ATP energy molecule is structuring the water in your cell. So the further you chase this thing down, it's all about how can we maintain healthy water in the cell. And so Tom Cowan's book is fascinating and interesting, and he explains how when that water destructures and the cell loses its charge, it can lead to cancer. It's a fascinating theory, fascinating book. I can't wait to interview him and for all y'all to hear that and for the book to be released so you can read about it. The book releases September 24th, I believe, and the interview cannot be before that. Well, then,
okay.
I'll be here before you know it. But
yeah.
What I'm going to is no matter who you're following in the natural, these brilliant guys, they all kind of end up at this place of thoughts impact our cells. Thoughts impact that water structure. Thoughts, there's a huge component to this health thing based on thoughts and emotion. So Bruce Lipton and I have talked about that. I encourage people to go back and listen to that interview. Zach Bush will talk about it more in the Hydration Foundation interview that will be released. So that brings us to this whole thing about my perspective on the truth, the biblical truth. I haven't heard any of these guys speak to that. They all believe in the supernatural, which some people hear that word and get a little freaked out, but there's nothing freaky about it. There's natural, and that's what you can look out your window right now and see. If you can see it, touch it, feel it, smell it, taste it, even with a microscope, you know, look with the most powerful microscope and see, even electron microscope, you can see some amazing things, which I've got a little side note real quick. Listening to Zach Bush's interview, I've got a preview of that on the Hydration Foundation. He talks about these gap junctions in the body. Tight junctions we know about. These are where cells connect each other tightly. Mostly we talk about it in our gut because your gut is your biggest exposure to the outside world. If you spread your entire lining of your intestines out, it would come this area-wise.
Yeah.
So it's a huge area. And so that gut lining needs to be tightly sealed. These are called tight junctions. But right behind the tight junctions are gap junctions. These gap junctions, when you look under electron microscope, Dr. Bush explains, looks like a cable. Now, if you ever have looked closely at a cable, you'll see it looks like one big cord, but it's made up of hundreds and hundreds of smaller strands. That's what these gap junctions look like under an electron microscope, a cable that's made of hundreds of other little tubes, but these tubes are hollow. These hollow tubes have light diodes at the end of them. We are passing light, energy, electrons, almost like a fiber optic network runs through our body. It is incredible. So that's all in the natural world. So there's natural stuff we can see, touch, taste, feel, smell, look at under a microscope. And then you get down to a point where the microscope can't see it anymore, and actually things change from particle to energy. So look at your hand right now, listeners. Everybody look at their fingernail. or look at the chair you're sitting on, or the desk you're sitting at, or your computer, your phone, your smartphone, and thump it a little bit. It seems solid, right? This desk I'm sitting on right here seems solid. But what's that desk made of? It's made of carbon and hydrogen and nitrogen atoms. So really everything's just made of atoms. Well, when you look at an atom, we'll take hydrogen atom, there's a proton and there's an electron. Those are the two particles, but they are occupying a space that 99% of a hydrogen atom is empty space. Think about that for a second. Only 1% of an atom is an actual solid particle, a proton or an electron. 99% of these atoms that make up these solid things, they're not solid. 99% of it's open space. That open space is occupied by energies, energy fields, frequencies. You know, we can measure EMFs. We talked about it last week, the whole EMF thing. So there's this stuff you can't see, but it's there. It's energy, it's wavelengths, it's vibrational frequencies. And that's really what we're made of. That's 99% of this solid stuff we see, from our bodies to the desk, is actually empty space. Now, that's a big quantum leap you've got to jump through to understand. How could this building held up by iron beams or concrete beams, how could that be 99% just open space frequencies? But it is. Those frequencies, the vibrational frequencies of that space, they're different. So your thumbnail, all the atoms that make up your thumbnail vibrate at a different frequency. When you put it all together, like a choir or an orchestra, they're all together. These atoms vibrate at a different frequency, and the desk is a different frequency, and this computer is a different frequency. So it's the frequencies that actually order the particles to line up in a certain way that gives it the shape, the appearance, the structure, the solidness. It's all driven by the frequencies. These unique frequencies and vibrational frequencies is what orders your solid particles to line up in a way so a bookshelf looks like a bookshelf, and a hair looks like a hair, and a heart muscle looks like a heart muscle. It all boils down to frequencies. And that, I know it's a stretch and a leap, but that's getting into the supernatural, because those frequencies are vibrational energies. And those vibrational energies are impacted by our thoughts. And a thought, they've done experiments that show a thought here on Earth can impact the electrons that are on a space station on the moon or in outer space. So this is getting outside of time and space. And that's what quantum physics is all about, understanding that time and space are relative, and things can be in two different places at once. And I mean, quantum physics is, doctors don't get it. They don't understand it. Doctors get the hard sciences, biology and chemistry and that kind of thing. We're not engineers. Math and engineering and quantum physics, that's for the engineers. So doctors just don't know how to go here. And most Americans probably don't know how to go here either. But where I'm going with this, I'm getting long winded, I know, so bear with me. It's going to all come back to thoughts. If you overlay scripture, biblical truth, I mean, God said, "Let there be light." And every verse in that first chapter of Genesis, when creation, he spoke it. Mm-hmm. Let there be fish in the sea. Let there be, part the waters, and let there be every seed-bearing plant. It was all he said. And when I start to look at that, the spoken word and the vibrational frequency of speaking all this into existence, and that when you look at us, all of creation, and you boil it down, and really, that's all science is. Science is observation. We're just to observe nature, observe creation, observe things we can measure and see. We observe them, and that's it. That's science, is observation. Now, science has gotten off track. We take that observation, and we come to lots of different conclusions in our own finite human brain, and we get way off track. But when you just sit back and observe, and you start to realize that God spoke all this, and we're all frequencies at the core, but then your thoughts impact those frequencies. It's fascinating. And you overlay this water, and that's my next biblical study is going to be on water. Where's the word water mentioned in Scripture, and how does it relate? And, so we need to be filtering everything through this biblical truth, because that's going to impact the way we think about everything, the way we interpret circumstances that come along in our life. I mean, stress is a killer, but why are we stressed? It's, and Bruce Lipton talked about this in his book, Biology of Belief. It's our interpretation of the world around us. When we get in a car wreck, or we get a bad letter from the IRS, or we get fired from our job, or we have a loved one die or be sick, or whatever these circumstances are, it's how we interpret those and how we view that. And is it bad or is it neutral? Is it good? And it's all about our interpretation. So that interpretation has to come from some core belief that you have. So that core belief that you have is either going to be the truth or not the truth. And so part of what this Veritas Wellness and Education campaign is going to do, that I haven't heard any other integrative doctors do, is come at it from a scriptural, biblical point of view. And I realize that isn't politically correct, maybe, especially in the integrative natural world. And not everyone's going to agree with that, and that's fine. They don't have to agree. I'm not going to be belligerent, beat them upside the head with the Bible. But I'm going to encourage my fellow physicians and peers, and of course, general public and patients and listeners, to just approach the Bible like you would any other. You know, I'll speak to doctors. Doctors look at everything through the lens of evidence-based medicine. Basically, prove it to me. Prove it to me. Prove it to me. Show me the evidence. So that's fine. Approach it from an evidentiary standpoint. Pretend you're in a court of law and just stack up the evidence. And believe me, I've done this. Mm-hmm. I was raised in church, but that was, and it was fine. And I was in church every time the doors were open, and it was very beneficial for me in a lot of ways. But in my heart, I had to wrestle with these deep, hard questions of life that everyone wrestles with. Why are we here, and why is there evil, and why do bad things happen, and, you know, all these things. I had to personally wrestle through this stuff. And I grew up in these sciences in high school, college, and medical school, browbeaten with evolution, 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 evolution. And so I had to go and do the study and treat it like a court of law and look at the evidence. And when you honestly go do that as a physician or as any person go do that, it's unbelievable, the evidence for the truth of the Bible. Just unbelievable. And I love to quote Vodi Bachman as a preacher and a teacher. And so this is his quote when someone asked him, why do you choose to believe the Bible? Quote, it is a reliable collection of historical documents written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses that report supernatural events which took place in fulfillment of specific prophecies and claim to be divine rather than human in origin. So that's a long answer, but basically what he's saying is there's a book. It's actually 66 books written in three different languages, Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. And it's written in three different continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe. And it's written by 40 different authors, most of whom never have met each other, because it's written over 1,500 years. And it all tells one consistently themed story, and all points to the same thing. Just that right there. 66 books in three languages on three different continents, over 1,500 years with 40 different authors, and it tells one continuous, non-contradictory story is pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
But when that book contains specific statements that X, Y, and Z is going to happen, and then 500 years later, 1,000 years later, that X, Y, and Z thing actually happened. So there's a mathematician, I believe, from Stanford. Stoner is his name. He just picked 300 of these. We call them prophecies, but they're just predictions. They're just things written down, historically proven in the manuscripts, written, you know, at 500 BC, and then the events happened 500 years later. So he took just 300 of these predictions and did a mathematical calculation on what are the odds that some guy writing a book, you know, 1,000 years ago could have written these 300 things down and it actually came true. The odds of that happening are, it's infinitesimally small. It basically, to be to the point, there's no way it could have. This had to be a divinely ordered word. So that's what Vodi Bachman is talking about. It's prophecies that are coming and originating from a divine place outside of nature, supernatural. So when you really take the deep dive into that book of truth, and even if you want to do it from an archaeology standpoint, the historical accuracy of just taking that book as a historical document, even if you don't want to talk about religion or God or anything, just it's a book that was written and verifiably written. The earliest copy we have is 125 AD. Mm-hmm. There's over 24,000 manuscripts. 125 AD isn't, it's only about 50 years old, these manuscripts. The events that they're writing about that are found in these manuscripts, and let's compare that to the Iliad by Homer. So Homer, the earliest copy we have of that manuscript is 400 BC, written, claims to be written at 900 BC. What I'm getting at is there's a 500-year span between the earliest manuscript we have of the Iliad. No one questions its accuracy. You know, we could go right down the list if you want to talk Plato or Caesar Augustus or any of these old historical manuscripts where we just have a handful of them. Seven manuscripts of Plato is what we have. And there's a 1,200-year time span between that manuscript and when it was claimed to have been written. No one questions that that's accurate. It's historical. Mm-hmm. So it's whether you want to approach this from a number of manuscripts in the time frame, you want to approach it from archaeology. I love Luke because he was a doctor. Luke has been proven to be so accurate in his writings and his descriptions. And we don't have time to go into it all today on this show. But if you want to do a very scientific, evidence-based, evidentiary approach to this, you're going to come to this conclusion that, man, the odds are one in a gazillion, literally, that this book is not divinely ordered. I plan on getting on the show to interview a number of different atheists who came at it from the standpoint of, I'm going to prove this book is wrong. I don't believe in God, never have, wasn't raised in church, this book's crazy, and I'm going to prove it to you. Yeah. One of those is Lee Strobel. He was a journalist for the Chicago Tribune, I believe. He wanted to prove his wife wrong. The other one is a cop from, he's a detective from Los Angeles, J. Warner Wallace. Cold Case Christianity is his book and his podcast, and he's a complete atheist. His dad still is. He's third generation detective for Los Angeles Police Department, and he set out using his detective skills, and he's a cold case detective. So mm-hmm. Cold case is old. All the witnesses are dead. All the eyewitnesses are gone. You have some written statements only. So there's a certain evidentiary process, circumstantial evidentiary process that a cold case detective is going to use to determine is something true or not true, likely to be true or not true. And J. Warner Wallace applied those techniques to scripture, and he came from atheist to absolute believer. And that's the honest scientist who takes a look at the human body, at the cell, at the water in the cell, at the frequencies and thoughts impacting. When you take the whole thing, an honest scientist, I truly believe, will come away with the same conclusion, which is this is an amazingly designed body, designed by something outside of time and space, and the Bible accurately and reliably talks about the whole thing. Yeah. In fact, I think it would take more faith. Bottom line is it's going to take faith to believe anything because we can't know it all, can't see it all. There's going to be a leap of faith. I think it takes a bigger leap, a bigger jump. I think the evidence totally supports this. It takes a bigger leap and a bigger leap of faith to believe in nothing, to be an atheist and not believe in God. That's takes more faith. I mean, all of us, no one's ever going to know for sure, for sure, for sure. It could be that one in a gazillion odds that Dr. Stoner from Stanford talks about. It could have just happened to be, you know, the one in a gazillion. Bottom line, it's going to be a leap of faith for all of us. No one, you're not going to ever, ever know 100% for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. But it takes way more faith to believe something came out of nothing. And we're just a product of nothing. And even when you, and I don't want to debate other religions, but I think, and I'm not, it's not about church and religion. It's just about, there's this book that's, it's amazing when you really dive into it and you compare that to any other historical book, religious book, 66 different books, 40 different authors, 1,500 different years, 3 different continents, 3 different languages, 1 consistent theme. There's no other book like it. I don't care if it's any, name any religion in any historical book, religious book. So that is going to be the foundation to our education, and everything's going to come through that biblical lens and perspective, and God's put me on the platform to speak these things, and really it's Him speaking through me, and I'm not going to be bashful about saying that. In love, speak the truth in love. I'm not hearing it from any other integrative doctor, and of course preachers preach it, but from my perspective on health, the human body, and true wellness, that's what it's all about. So Veritas Wellness will be out educating the masses. We're going to have an online curriculum. We're going to have the goal of reaching your friends, family, coworkers, businesses, schools, churches, big groups. We'll be able to handle big groups because so much will be online, and the Veritas Market will launch Thursday to help fund and
August 1st.
Put the platform out there for everybody to spread this message. So I invite everyone, all listeners, not just Veritas Medical members, to get on there and support that. Okay.
I had a question about iodine.
And the question is,
what about iodine?
What about iodine? There's a lot about iodine, and I'm trying to get Dr. Brownstein on here. He's the iodine guru, and he hadn't called me back. But he wrote a great book on iodine, why you need it, why you can't live without it. That's one of the key nutrients that we talk about. It's a mineral. It's a key mineral for the body, and the body needs iodine to function normally. So you can try to get it through kelp, which is a sea vegetable, and the ocean has iodine, and you eat kelp or do a supplement of kelp, and we'll have some on Veritas Market. A lot of our folks are so saturated with other iodine imposters, so that would be chlorine, fluoride, and bromide, that are ubiquitous in our environment and in our food supply and in our water, that we have to super saturate people with extra iodine, more than what's in kelp. So there's a pure iodine drop liquid, or you can get it in a capsule, and it's called Lugol's iodine. And a lot, and our patients need it because they're deficient in it. Iodized salt, that iodine is processed at such a high temperature, it's hard for the body to absorb it and utilize it. So I don't really recommend getting your iodine solely from that. I think you need a lot more than that. Get it from a food if you can. If not, supplement. It will be on Veritas Market. If that was the question, are we going to carry iodine? Yes, we are. Get it from your food when you can. When you can't, saturate yourself with a good supplement. So hopefully that answered their question.
It did. Hopefully it did.
But thank you for letting me bloviate here and kind of promote ourselves. We don't do that often, but really want people to know Veritas Wellness and Veritas Market. That is my heart, my passion. Veritas Medical will be around for those who need us. We'll still keep trying to offer that service as best we can, knowing that even that's not the ultimate answer.
August 1st.
August 1st, VeritasMarket.com. Everybody check it out. Share it with your friends. We'll be on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff, too.
It'll be interesting.
Get your supplemental nutrients until you can get it in your food. And you farmers out there, go biodynamic and keep growing that food. I know it's hard work, and I appreciate y'all's efforts in doing it. So thank you, farmers. And thank you, Jim, for sitting in today.
Dr. Bidner, it's always fun to sit in with him. Wade will be back supposedly next Monday, so I know he'll be anxious to hear about your new getting out with on the internet and all. It's going to be a neat deal, new way of getting after it. So sounds great, Veritas Medical. You've done great work here, I know that. So, but you're just going to continue to do good work, just kind of in a little different vein.
Thank you, Jim.
Have a blessed one.